6:36, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So I wanted to give a shout out to all of you. And I know some of you are obviously not listening right now. But our station website, WLOBradio.com, cracked 3.8 million hits this year. We've got about, today is the 6th. Got about 25 days left in the year, so it looks like we're going to break 4 million hits to the website this year. We are very, very, very grateful for that. And my personal website, rayrichardson.com, is approaching 3 million hits this year. So I just want you all to know how much we appreciate your support of what we do here, what we try to do here. Certainly not perfect at it, not by any stretch of the imagination, but for the most part, we do our best every day to try to come and present you with things that's a little different than what everybody else presents. Sometimes we accomplish that, sometimes we don't. But I hope you accept my sincere gratitude for the support. And obviously the support of our partners, we call our advertisers partners, because when you invest money into something, you should expect a return on it. So we refer to them as partners, not as advertisers, and we are obviously grateful to them. We've had yet another great year. And, you know, I don't know how I could be – I don't know how I could have more gratitude. I just don't know how I could have. Didi and I talk about it a lot, that if we didn't live in gratitude, we should be ashamed, because while nothing's perfect, it ain't bad. It ain't bad at all. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 6:38, you're on the LenLibby.com listener line. Good morning. Hello? Well, I can hear the breathing, but apparently can't hear the voice. Okay. What do you do? Anyhow, I just wanted to express that sentiment. I love saying thank you to people. I try to do it a lot, and sometimes I don't do it. Don't do it near enough. I will tell you, I tell my wife thank you every day, many, many times a day, because without her, well, as you know, there's nothing I could do. By the way, my new book, Carter Finds Christmas, is coming out next week. It'll be available online to buy. You'll be able to get it at Amazon and Target and Books A Million and Barnes & Noble and Walmart and a whole bunch of local bookstores. I don't know exactly precisely where it will be in Maine, but as I mentioned to you all last week, this is the most important thing I've ever done professionally. And as I said to my wife, it's completely done. And so we signed off on everything that the publisher had in store for us. And when it was done, I said to her that if I had been whispering in the ear of the people who illustrated it and assembled it and told them every thought I had, they couldn't have done it as well as they did. When you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I also said to Didi, just so we're all clear here, this was never about money. If I don't sell a single book, I don't care. Giving this book to my granddaughter, Carter, is more important to me than anything. And I just can't imagine something being more important for me personally. Now, obviously, in my broader life with my family and friends, there were things that would be more important. But for me personally, It's that important. And I'm grateful to the good Lord that he has given me the opportunity to bring this book to reality. And I think when you see the illustrations in it, of which I had nothing, I never spoke to the illustrators personally. I only went through the publisher. I gave them a couple of notes that what I went and looked. It was not even 50 words. And we did show them photographs of the people that are in the book so that they would have an idea of who they were and their personality. But I never actually spoke to the illustrators. But they got it. They completely got this book. I just have to believe they are people of faith because they understood the story that I was trying to tell with my granddaughter. And it's I'm blown away by it. The illustrations of this book are, I've never seen anything that is more heartfelt or more captures the spirit of a story being told. And I think Didi would agree with that as well. So it comes out next week, and I'm excited for you to see it. And whether you buy it or whether you don't, this was never about money. This was about a labor of love to tell a story that I wanted to tell. And I wanted young families who might have the opportunity to share it with their children, or older families who might be able to share it with their grandchildren, just to maybe look at the Santa Claus and true reason for the season, the birth of a Savior, Jesus Christ, maybe in a new way. So it's hard for me to talk about it now that it's completed without tearing up, because I've seen the finished product. As I finished reading through the finished product, make sure that everything was the spirit of everything, the illustrations and the words, because obviously we sent in a manuscript to the publisher, and then they edited it as we discussed that they would, so that everything was proper. I actually just sat there and cried. I'm a crybaby. I mean, I don't cry about, you know, it's so weird. I don't cry when people die. I just don't. I don't recall doing it. But I know it's because they love Jesus and they're in heaven. And if I'm crying, who am I crying for? I'm not crying for them because they're in paradise. I'm crying for myself, and I just have never done it. But I tear up at silly stuff. You know, I just, the other night, my dog jumped up in our recliner, and we're watching a movie, and she just jumps up and lays between my legs and puts her head on my tummy. And you could just see her eyes. She's like, "Daddy, pet me, please." And it was just like a Norman, if you don't know who Norman Rockwell is, this won't matter, but it was like a Norman Rockwell moment. And I just teared up, and I thought, you know, I don't know how it gets much better than this. It was just a, you know, so I'm a sap, okay? You know I watch Hallmark. You know I do. I love Hallmark. We were scurrying around last night trying to get some stuff done, finish up some projects, and we watched two Hallmark movies, one of which we had seen before and the other of which we had not. And, you know, I'm a sap. I'm a marshmallow. I've never denied it when it comes to stuff like that. When it comes to really important stuff, I think I sort of steal away my emotions, because I don't want to be selfish. You know, if somebody loves Jesus and they pass away, I don't know how you don't rejoice. I mean, they go from this earth, which is very beautiful and very, very difficult, and they go to paradise, and they go to be with the Father. I can't be sad about that, no matter how much I may love them, because I also know something, and I think this is a really important point, because a lot of you, and I wanted to talk about this anyhow, a lot of you have reached out to me recently, and you've had loved ones that have recently passed away, and you're struggling with it. I, you know, when you get to be my age, I'll be 63 in January, a lot of the people that you know, they begin to have people in their life pass away, as Didi and I have done. And I believe this as much as I believe I'm sitting here talking to you. I don't believe that the soul dies. I believe your soul is eternal. I believe your body wears out at some point, but your soul is eternal. And if you believe, as I do, that the soul is eternal, and the person that you loved who left this earth loved Jesus, and you love Jesus, you will see them again. And how great will that be? Because if your loved one was hurting, if your loved one was sick, your loved one will be whole at that point, and they'll be back to the person that you knew. That's one of the things I'm looking so forward to when I see my daddy again. The last years of his life, as his mind deteriorated, were rough. To see this vigorous, fierce man, bold in everything he ever did, bold in his faith, bold in how he loved my mother and loved and supported me and my brother Jim and the extended family, and how he looked after friends and helped people he never knew. He was always bold about this. I never will forget, we were on I-75, and Jim and I were probably, well, I'm 2 years older, so we were maybe like 6 and 8 years old. Mom's in the front seat, and there was a guy hitchhiking on I-75. And you know, you don't do that because the world's gotten crazy. And Dad had 2 young boys in the back seat and a beautiful wife. But I never will forget him saying, "That guy needs our help." And he pulled over and we picked him up and we drove him to where we were going, which happened to be not far from where he was going. And that stuck with me. And my father had no fear about it. He didn't think about maybe this guy would jump in the car and try to do something to the family. He said, "This guy needs our help." I will never forget that moment. I know precisely where it was on I-75 down in Florida. And I can't wait to see that man again. Back to being the bold, fierce, passionate human that he was. Except this time, he'll be in paradise.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.